It's just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This week, we delve into the top secret project
known as Skunk Works.
Skunk Works?
Skunk Works. The name means a project done in secret, usually to get something complex or controversial done without getting all mucked up in organizational bureaucracy. The name Skunk Works is actually trademarked by the Lockheed Martin Corporation.
Lockheed's Skunk Works was created to handle aircraft projects, projects that needed to be wrapped up quickly during World War II.
Well, jump ahead almost 70 years, and it was revealed last week by the Detroit News, the Michigan Skunk Works project. It involved members of Governor Snyder's administration, and it was led by Richard McClellan, an attorney well known in Lansing as a Republican dealmaker and conjurer of political plots. Governor Snyder had asked him to devise a plan to revamp Michigan's school funding system.
But this Skunk Works, it was an entirely separate operation. This plan was to create a string of low-cost charter schools authorized by a tribal community college with statewide reach.
And the education lobby was not part of the talks.
Right, the teachers' unions, administrators, and school boards. An email written by Richard McClellan was leaked to the Detroit News.
And Richard McClellan was the one who tagged this project Skunk Works, and I'm pretty sure has now come to regret it. And in this email detailed what it was about. Email does not lend itself well to burn after reading. Anyway, the education lobbyists saw this as a plot to undercut them and create a new pipeline of charters competing for school funding. Also, these schools would be middle schools and high schools. That would be groundbreaking.
Indeed, because charter school operators typically don't run middle schools and high schools. They're more expensive than elementary schools. They, need to have chemistry labs, big gyms, pools, stuff like that.
So let's leave it at the Lansing Education Lobby, which is typically pretty effective, cried foul at not being part of the discussions, especially ones involving people so close to the governor.
Which, by the way, Rick, what was Governor Snyder's reaction to all of this?
It was kind of interesting for someone whose political brand is the hands-on CEO. In this case, it was more like, if any of your team is caught or captured, the government will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I don't think the main point of what they were working on that I took out of it, because I haven't spent time looking at or talking
about it. Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
Is this voice changed? But seriously, Rick, how big of a deal is this really? Okay, so some people, they got together, bat around some ideas on education reform, on saving money.
Well, it speaks a lot to atmosphere. We should point out how work groups are commonly used in Lansing. This has been under Republicans and Democrats to develop policy away from prying eyes. So legislative committee work and public hearings are often more of a kabuki dance. The fact that the education lobbyists were specifically excluded also speaks to the atmosphere of distrust.
Right. And of course, we can't forget the lingering hangover from last December when the governor suddenly changed his tune on right to work. The governor and Republican leaders unveiled the legislation one morning, and then it was voted on that afternoon without any hearings, and then it was all wrapped up in less than a week.
Right. There's a sense, well, the word paranoid is a little strong, but just a little, that they did it once, they could do it again. So anyone who's potentially on the other side of a question kind of exists on pins and needles. And by the way, this hangs over every big issue in Lansing right now that requires some deal-making. Education reform, road funding, the state budget.
So where does the Skunk Works project stand right now?
Well, Richard McClellan has disassociated himself from it. It's been made official, moved over to the State Department of Education, and its mission diluted. I think it's safe to say, though, the real mission is to just push this controversy into the political myth.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief of the Michigan Public Radio Network and a man with a mission.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio and will disavow any knowledge of your actions.